This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage, and you can send us any questions or problems through there. And, of course, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Great to have back in studio Mr. John Hinkle of Online Trading Academy. Back when we started Haystack in 2009, boy, one of the first companies that came on with us was Online Trading Academy. So, John, the years are passing.
They are, unfortunately.
They sure are. I just turned 60 not recently, and I was called a couple of high school buddies. I was like, man, how is that possible? It's hard to even say 60.
Age just kind of happens. Time never stops for it. Doesn't stop for anyone. It just kind of keeps on going.
That's for sure. All right. Online Trading Academy. Again, they've been with us for a number of years, did our TV show over at CBS for a number of years, and still actually do that. And John's on with us quite a bit here on Haystack, but radio. But, John, this is something, boy, I tell you, finances, everywhere you go, everybody's worried about finances, the market, and all the things. So what are you hearing right now of students that are coming in, of why they're coming to Online Trading Academy?
I think it always boils down to a couple of things, but ultimately, most people want more security and control in their lives. They want to have more say in the things that they do. They don't want to be told what to do by other adults. They want to do the things that they're passionate about.
Right. And, you know, it really runs the gamut. I had somebody the other day I was talking to about, and I said, man, you ought to go to this class. And they said, well, I'm probably pretty old for that. And I said, no, you have no idea. I said, it runs the gamut of age, doesn't it?
Yeah, first off, Scott, just a little bit of background about us, if I could. We're the world's leading financial educator. We teach a very precise, patented, step-by-step process on investing and trading in the market, and it's something we've been doing for over 20 years. And you asked a little bit about ages, age groups and stuff. And we've had students as young as 16 and as old as 90. Now, and most people fall somewhere in the middle, obviously. But trading and investing is a skill just like anything else. And it's something that people need to learn how to do.
Sure. Now, do a lot of the students that come there are a big percentage of them already in the market in some way? Or is it kind of a 50-50 deal?
It's kind of mixed, Scott. We have a lot of students that have been in the market maybe for a long time. Maybe they're not getting the kind of returns they're expecting, or maybe they're concerned about the risk of a significant pullback would have on their portfolio. That's something that they've saved their whole life. On the other hand, probably at least half the people that we get are brand new to trading and investing. They've never done any trading. They've never invested at all. Don't know the first thing about it, and it's a great way to kind of find out about that.
Right. And, that's not really a bad thing, because if I don't really know anything about it, I'm probably going to be a better student because I have no preconceived ideas.
We've got some of our most successful students are people that came in, were complete novices, didn't understand a stock from a stick, one of our folks likes to say. And we can teach them what they need to know from the ground up, step by step, basically.
Right. John Hinkle is our guest, Online Trading Academy. And again, if you're looking for something to do different with your finances, I highly recommend John and his classes there. And John was kind enough to do something for us here, a little bit of a special, because you do a half-day class. And, back when we met years ago, I was kind of overwhelmed at the fact that you would actually give something like this away. But you said, hey, I just want to see, if it's right for somebody. And I mean, a lot of businesses aren't like that. They charge it, and then you figure out if it's right.
Yeah, we've got the half-day class is really popular with our students. We're gonna during that half-day class, we're going to show you how the market really works. We're going to talk about making more money with less risk. We're going to talk about how to keep more of your money, how to pay less in taxes, and we're going to show them a step-by-step process that they can go through to really make the market start working for them.
All right. How many of those could we give away?
How about 15 today?
15. All right. Call 303-217-4511. And again, this is a half-day class at the Academy's Denver campus, and we'll talk about that here in just a minute. But during the class, you're going to learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with great degree of accuracy using their patented rule-based strategy. And as John mentioned, you guys are the largest financial educator. You got 40, I think it is?
More than 40 centers all over the world, including a beautiful campus right here just north of the Denver Tech Center.
All right, so call now, 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John right here on Haystack Help Radio, and tell them you'd like a ticket for a free half-day class. They can go over all the dates with you. You can also visit their website for more information at tradingacademy.com. That's usually one of the first things I have to straighten out with people when I say, hey, have you ever thought about Online Trading Academy? And, you know, everybody thinks it's an online deal, but
we are a bricks and mortar campus, Scott, and we have been since the beginning. We've been around for over 20 years, as I mentioned before. We've had, you know, over 250,000 people have been to one of our 40-plus campuses all over the world. And we teach in a real hands-on manner. We believe that people learn, especially adults learn, best by understanding the process and then actually doing the process. You know, getting your hands on the computer, actually making trades. And that's how we teach our students.
Right. And, of course, a big player in this, so to speak, is your instructors. And I was watching a segment with you the other day on TV, and you made a statement that a lot of the instructors, or several of them started out as students there.
Yeah, in fact, most of our newer instructors started out as students. So, you know, once they become successful traders, in a lot of cases, they love the way that the Academy impacted their lives. They love the classroom experience, and we're really drawn to teach other people. So they know what it's like to be a new student learning this, and that's one of the things that makes them such effective instructors.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned before, there's a lot of reasons why people come to this half-day class. And again, if you're just joining us, John's offered us some free passes for that. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John right here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you a free pass for this half-day class. And this is over kind of in the Tamarack area, right off of Hamden and I-25. And, again, a great, great, beautiful campus there. But for people that come in, just a lot of different reasons of, like you said, and I think taking control of their finances and their life a little bit is huge for everybody.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and like I said, the reason people come in, it's pretty diverse. I had a guy came in the other day who was in a company that had just been through a round of downsizing, and he wasn't let go, but he had some friends that were, for him it was important to have a source of income that couldn't be downsized or outsourced. I have a lot of people come in, you know, that are kind of our age, that are 50 and 60 years old, and getting up near retirement, and realize they don't have enough, and they need to find a way to grow the money that they have saved faster, so that they can have the kind of retirement they envision.
Right. So when you see kind of what the market's done the first half of this year and now second half, what are you kind of forecasting out there? Just you need to learn these patented methods?
Well, I think the thing that's interesting, Scott, is, you know, we are into the longest bull market in history, going off the 2008 lows. We had a huge start to the start of this year, and since then we've given all those gains back. So if you've been just a buy and hold investor, you haven't made anything this year, and you're certainly not making anything in interest with the bank account. However, if you're trading this market, we've had some phenomenal moves, and the opportunities are there if you have that skill set to make money when the market goes up and down. And some of these huge 1,000-point days that we've had are just right in our wheelhouse, really.
Right. So what are some of the most common mistakes people make? You know, when they come in, and let's say they come to your half-day class, and they say, yeah, I've been in the stock market, but, man, I've just messed up so much. Because most of the time, if we hear about a stock, a friend tells about something, oh, you ought to get into this, it's probably too late, right?
It probably is. Not always, but, you know, everyone, you know, the Monday morning quarterback goes on. But I think if you talk about mistakes that people make, I think the biggest mistake most people make is letting their emotions get the best of them. They want to buy. They have the fear of missing out. When the market goes up, they want to buy. And when it goes down, they panic and sell at the exact wrong time. And if you think about it, the market is one of the few things that people buy when prices get higher, which is the opposite of the way we buy everything else. So one of the things we teach our students is have a plan that you follow to allow you to make actually make money on those moves rather than do the exact wrong thing.
Sure. Again, I don't know if all these passes have been taken yet, but go ahead and call. Mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, 303-217-4511. This is a half-day class where you will really learn all about what Online Trading Academy is all about. Seating is limited, so call now, 303-217-4511, and you can visit their website at tradingacademy.com. You know, when people talk about retirement and everything, I mean, I was talking to some friends the other day, and a guy really thought he was all set up, but they had some medical issues that came up, and the guy had really worked his tail off to really be set up. But medical issues came, different things, and illnesses, and man, the guy says, there's no way I'm going to be able to retire now.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You bring up medical issues. There's a recent article, I don't recall if it was Forbes or Barron's, that suggested the average married couple in their retirement will spend more than $300,000 out of their own pockets in terms of premiums and uncovered medical expenses, prescriptions, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, you know, people think they're ready. You know, I had a guy come in, he's got $1 million saved. He, you know, thought he was all set. And the reality is, if you've got, depending on your lifestyle, you know, in this case, this guy wanted to spend around $100,000 a year in retirement. He didn't have nearly enough money. He didn't have nearly enough money unless he could increase his rate of return, and then he'd be okay. But if you think about it, most people underestimate how much money they need, or they need to get a higher return, one or the other.
Sure. And so just to be clear with everybody, I mean, when we talk about Online Trading Academy's patented methods, we're talking about where they can actually learn the same things as Wall Street people, big bank people, and all that.
Yeah, we've delivered educational content for the employees of the New York Stock Exchange, the employees of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. So we have, and many of our instructors also come from Wall Street and LaSalle Street in Chicago. So we have, you know, a lot of ties to that part of the business. In addition to, you know, all the things that we've developed over the last several years.
Right. Again, this is a half-day class, and John's kind enough to give Haystack Help Radio listeners a free opportunity to come to this class. Listen, this is a $500 value, but the tuition is waived for callers who mention Haystack Help Radio. Call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511, and their website is tradingacademy.com. John, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Were you born between 1946 and 1964? If so, you are considered a baby boomer and may need professional guidance on your retirement planning. It's never too late. Dot Mechtenberg has been specializing in wealth management for over 45 years. Call Dot and let her help you achieve your retirement goals. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to welcome Alan Stack from Stack Optical in studio with us. Alan's been a great friend, really, for a number of years now, and recently moved from a long-term location to a new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, and that is right off of Monaco Parkway in Evans, and with that, Mr. Stack, how are you, sir?
Good. Thank you, Scott.
Great to see you. We were talking on a recent segment about eye exam. So I want to touch back here just a little bit and talk about my experience there because, and Marie here, one of our writers, came there and got some glasses as well, and she was saying the same thing. The way our healthcare is going today, first of all, if we're lucky enough to see a doctor, sometimes it's just a nurse practitioner. They don't spend much time with us, but here's one thing that Marie said, and I 100% agree with in the few exams that I've had there each year, is your doctor really goes in depth, ask a lot of questions about things. He's not just trying to get us in there, see if we can read A, B, C, and D, and how right. far we can see it. I mean, he's really asking some questions about the health, you know,
exactly.
what our health is like.
Yeah, that's one thing. And it's not just in the exam room. When we're out front as well, it's, you know, one thing I can't stand is when I go see my doc and he just buries his nose into his laptop and
doesn't
just
asks me questions.
Right. I will never have laptops on our dispensing desk.
Right.
I'll have a piece of paper and we sit there and discuss things. Mm-hmm. Figure out how best to help you. And the doctor does the same thing. We don't use laptops or iPads inside the exam room or out on the dispensing floor.
Sure.
We visit. That's how you get to know somebody and how to solve their issues.
Right. And a lot of times, just in innocent conversation, some things come up. You're like,
exactly.
Because they, you know, you're sitting there with the doctor, you're trying to think of things, and you're not trying to ignore something, but they may tell you something they didn't tell the doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's, I think, a big difference between us and elsewhere.
Absolutely. Again, coming up on 50 years of doing this. Now, Alan's only been doing it 40. Don't want to age him too much. But, again, family-owned Stack Optical. And, again, it's at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. We talked recently on some eye symptoms not to ignore, and we want to just mention on a few of these, really any of these. If any of these symptoms happen quickly, where you wake up in the morning or you awake at night and something like this is happening, just go to the emergency room. Don't mess around.
Right, and stress, you know, if all of a sudden you have eyeball pain or all of a sudden you have blurred vision or all of a sudden you have a floater, you know, or a flashing light that just appears.
Right.
Get it taken care of.
Yeah.
Go in.
And even if your eye's red or even if, you know, you feel like there's something in your eye, I mentioned previously as well that a gentleman I met last week, he just talked about a week, something felt like it was in his eye. But and he tried to flush it, couldn't get anything. And I said, well, did you go to the doctor to see if they could find it? And he's like, no. And I'm like, man, you need to
do
that.
After a week, yeah, then it's time to go in. If it's, you know, a couple days, it could be, you know, something in there like that. But after a week, if it's still not going, yes, go in and get it taken care of.
Because, I mean, a little blurred vision, you know, I was doing some research for the show here. It talked about it could be, you know, a serious eye condition, first of all, including a torn retina. You know, it could be the age-related macular degeneration.
Right.
Glaucoma.
Right. And all of those types of things. When it's gradual, yeah, you need to get in and get, you know, have an eye exam. But if it's an overnight thing, again, you want to get into the emergency room.
And you've talked about, too, sometimes when the someone's come in for exam, there's been a few occasions over the 40 years that you've been doing it where We need to give you a referral to go get something checked out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, the last 10, 15 years since I partnered up with optometrists, boy, some of the things that you'll see that people will put off. You come in and it's like, oh my God, you've got a torn retina. How long has this been going? Oh, a couple mm-hmm. weeks. Oh, geez, you need to get in.
Yeah.
You know, and that type of thing. So.
Now, I think we think a lot of times about us older folks a little bit, you mm-hmm. know, 60 plus or something, but there's nothing to ignore about your eyes. I mean, with your kids, with, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, I mean, on up, you ought to have a good eye exam at least, you know.
Yearly.
Every year.
Yeah. As we get older, you want to go in yearly. Because if they can catch stuff early, it's not a problem.
Right. Now, let's talk about some of the benefits you feel from Stack Optical a little mm-hmm. bit. As I mentioned, you know, boy, your new building now, great, great convenient parking. And like I say, it's free. But kind of talk about, as we mentioned earlier, the one-stop shop aspect. I mean, if it's something to do with glasses or your eyes, pretty good chance you can take care of it.
Yeah, if anywhere from sportswear to shooting wear to golf to computer, office, there isn't something out there that I can't take care of or I haven't seen before. I've seen some very heavy corrections
right.
and been able to take care of it.
Yeah. Do you find sometimes if people bring you a prescription from sometime another place where they've been off? I mean, that
yes,
prescription.
Yes, we see that all the time because one thing about Colorado, we're not licensed here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no industry standard that those glasses have to meet. Now, a lot of them voluntarily try to meet those standards, but there's no law that says they have to be right. We see that a lot. People, I just can't quite see out of that, or my eyes get tired, you know, and that type of thing. We'll go ahead and analyze them, and geez, you know, the measurements are off, the power was off.
Wow.
And, we see that a lot.
Yep. So, we got your... eyeglasses, your eye repair, you deal with contact lenses as well.
The doctor does, yeah.
And prescription sunglasses, I mean, that's
all
a big thing now.
Yep.
And one thing I wanted to bring up real quick is the Stack Sports Pack.
Yes.
Something that I love. They're on my dash in my truck right now. But
I hope they're not on your dash.
Oh, did I say something?
Yeah,
wrong?
Don't leave them on your dash. That is so hard on your glasses.
Is it really?
Yeah, that sun's pretty hard on your glasses.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, I don't make a habit of that, but I did lay them up there right where I walked in. So, for those that hadn't heard about the Stack Sport Pack, kind of tell us what
that's
all
about.
Okay,
so what it is, it's a frame that, you know, one, you can adjust it in the field. The temples, the side pieces can be adjusted in the field. The bridge can be adjusted. And what's neat about that is... let's say we do a pair of shooting glasses, has an upside down bifocal. Well, what that does is the top part of the lens is designed to bring in your front sight. The bottom part of the lens is for acquiring your target. Well, let's say you're going to use your optics. Well, you don't want that bifocal to be in the way. So you pinch in the nose pad to lift up the frame so you're just looking through your single vision distance lenses for your optics. But then you're going to pick up your pistol. You can open up that bridge, drop the frame, and then you're set up for your front sight. All that I can demonstrate inside the office.
Right.
Another neat thing about that, let's say you're a golfer and a shooter. Well, you're not going to want to use those shooting glasses for golfing. So you can pop those lenses
out. You've never seen me golf. So you pop those in?
So you can pop out those shooting lenses and stick in your golf lenses. I recommend, it's called a dry wear lens for golfing. It's a wonderful lens because it's a light brown. It goes brown, green, and dark brown. And what's neat about it, it changes on the light conditions. So it's great for early morning golf, middle of the day, or the evening.
Right.
It changes depending on the conditions. And what's neat about a brown lens is it helps highlight that ball. So if you're wearing a dark gray lens out golfing, and the ball goes into the shadows, it's very hard to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But with a brown lens, it actually highlights that shadow. It opens up that shadow so you can see your ball in there.
Right. Because I think, I mean, before I met you and learned about the Stack Sports Pack, I mean, go in there and grab some sunglasses at 7-Eleven, you know? And I mean,
right.
I mean, it shaded the sun.
Right.
That's what I thought sunglasses were for. Till you start getting into all these different tints and really see the difference of how that enhances everything you do in the outdoors.
You bring up a really good point. I mean, you don't see a lot of it as we used to, but people would go buy those cheap sunglasses
mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't have 100% UV protection on them. So what would happen is that dark lens would open up your pupils and allow all those harmful rays in.
Oh,
because you didn't have the lens itself protecting you from the UV. We don't see as much of that, but that was a problem before.
Absolutely.
So again, you want to make sure whatever sunglasses you get, that you get the UV protection on them.
Right. Alan Stack is with us. Stack Optical, long term here in the Denver area, family owned and operated. They're at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. As we mentioned, if you're just joining us, $69 for that eye exam. And real quick, I mean, you've got all the up-to-date machinery.
Oh, yeah, we do retinal imaging in
there.
To
help
and that type
everything.
Of thing. Yes. Yeah. We have quite a few different pieces of equipment.
Now, you also give some discounts.
Yeah, we give a senior discount. We give military discounts. We give ARP. So come in and we'll take care of you.
Okay, great. Now, a lot of us are on Facebook. I want you to follow them on Facebook. Just put in Stack Optical, like their page, and follow them there because, I mean, you guys post a lot of things there.
Every time we get new frames in, Tanya's really good about taking pictures of them and posting them on Facebook.
Great. Well, that's good. Again, it's Stack Optical, your one-stop shop for all of your eyewear needs, and as I say in one of our ads that we do here for Alan, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. And I really, really believe that. Again, I've used them now for several years. I got the Stack Sport Pack, my own, what do you call those other glasses? The transition lens?
Yeah, the progressives.
Progressive, yeah. Right. Those are, I'm telling you, those are really cool. And
give you your distance and your reading.
Right. Yeah. And, you know.
Computer.
And just, you know, the cool frame. I mean, you actually you probably got a million pair of glasses. But, you know, you wore these for a long time, that I have, because, I mean, it's a
They're so comfortable.
And it looks good, you know, whether you're wearing jeans and stuff or whether you're in a suit. Didn't matter. I mean.
Dress them up or dress them down.
Absolutely. Right. Take our last minute and a half here. The internet is a great tool for many, many things. Mm-hmm. One thing I don't think you want to buy there is glasses. Just for the fit. You don't know what the quality, different things. Talk about a little bit of just some of the, maybe a couple of nightmare stories where people have done things on the internet and then brought to you because, and it just wasted a lot of time and money for them.
Yeah, I don't want to mention any names, but there have been a couple of these internet frame companies that people have bought their glasses. And by the time they got everything on there, they bring in their receipt, and we were actually cheaper. They were having problems with them. That's why they came in.
Right.
And then we remade them properly. They could see out of them. And if they would have come to us first, they actually would have saved money.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to pay that online company and pay us.
Right.
So, yeah, I've seen that. You know, again, there's no rules in this industry.
Yep.
And that's the scary part.
Right.
But the internet's good, too, though, as far as being able to research companies.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Give Stack Optical a chance to earn your business and your trust. Like I say, I've been seeing Alan for a number of years, and he's taking great care of us listeners here on KLZ 560. Check out the Stack Sport Pack. Listen, if you're into just outdoor activities, it doesn't, you know, whether it's shooting, golf, bike riding, motorcycle riding, whatever, make sure you've got the right tools for your eyes, and you can get that at Stack Optical. So, Alan, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Scott.
2233 South Monaco Parkway. Tell them you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me $1.2 million.
Whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watney, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, we're going to talk a little automotive now with our good friends from D&D Tire Service. A few stores here in the metro area, and we'll get you that information here in just a moment. But want to welcome in studio Diane Nottingham and Danielle Stewart. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Now, to talk about automobiles and with women. Wow. Okay. So, you probably know way more than I do, as I mentioned before the show. I don't want to know about it. I just want to know your address, and that way I get taken care of. So we're good. So let's talk about, Diane, I guess we'll start with you a little bit. Give us a little background of how you guys got into this industry, what made you want to get into this automotive deal. You probably ask yourself that daily. But you guys have been doing this a long time, so how to get started?
We started in 1982. And my husband, Dan, which is the other D, he had been in with Goodyear for several years before that. Okay. So we had a chance to become an independent dealer for Goodyear. We did, and we just started our 36th year in business. Wow. April 1st.
Well, that's amazing.
Yep.
That's
and we've always had more than one store, but we currently have three. And the locations on those, we have two in Aurora and one down in Parker. So we're at 1691 South Buckley Road, 3431 Chambers Road in Aurora, and 10179 Park Glenway in Parker.
Okay. And you guys are open Monday through Friday and even on Saturdays, and a lot of automotive places aren't open on Saturday for your convenience, but our convenience. So 8 to 5 on Saturday, that's a pretty good deal too.
Yes, yes. And we're full service. Everybody, even though we're D&D Tire Service, everybody thinks we just do tires, mm-hmm. but we don't. We do full service.
Sure.
So,
and I think that's a great thing because, you know, and I mean, I'll be honest, I've bought tires at a discount tire for, but you know what? If you go there, that's all they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Where, and I don't know this, so I'm going to ask you live on air. So when people bring in their car and they're getting tires, do you guys kind of do some checks at everything and just kind of visual inspection at some other things just to see if there's an issue?
Right. There's always a brake inspection done, you know, first and foremost while they've got the tires off and
right.
can get to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we always do, once we do the tires, we do an alignment check.
Sure.
And that's all free. But, yeah, we have a list of things that we go through and we'll nail down on, mm-hmm. you know, what looks like this or looks like that. If we see any problems, then we note it. We'll give the customer a written estimate.
Right.
And, you know, because everything's right up front. I think that's why we stayed in business for 36 years.
Well, it is. And, you know, when you look at, you know, our quick lube places, mm-hmm. tire-only places, again, that's all they're going to look at because that's all they do.
Right. Yeah.
And
we've been, you know, we've have a good shop. Like I say, we've been in business for so long, and a lot of the customers have been coming in forever and have followed us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they move, they still come to us.
Right.
And, you know, they've said, well, you know, well, gosh, we're across town right now, and but, you know, we know where to come to get the service.
Absolutely.
And they've trusted us. So, and that's the biggest thing that Dan wanted to put his reputation on,
mm-hmm.
was trust and, you know, taking care of the customer.
Sure,
so
sure.
So that's first and foremost.
Absolutely. And Danielle, you're actually at one of the stores. So now which store are you located?
I am at the 1691 South Buckley Road.
Okay. So now the big guy comes in with a big Ford truck and all of a sudden he walks in. Here's a lady behind the counter. Do they ever like, oh, well, this is nice? Or women, I could see really liking that because
yes.
they feel like, you know, you're going to explain things probably different than a guy would to them.
Correct. And it's comforting to know that a woman to a woman, they're not being taken advantage right. of. And we always encourage the customer to come out to the vehicle in the shop and look at the problems that we're finding.
Okay.
So we invite them to actually see it
right.
for themselves.
So this is kind of a family deal. I mean, is this something that you kind of knew you would get into, or did it kind
no,
of just
I think
end
it,
up that
yeah,
way?
Yeah, it just kind of ended up that way. So
right. Good.
Yeah.
So talk about some of the things, you know, with just service and everything that you guys do quite a bit of.
Oh, I think a lot of with the service, a lot of issues that we run into with the tire pressure monitoring system, mm-hmm. that new system on vehicles, with our cold and hot weather that fluctuates quite
right.
a bit throughout the days, that's enough to trip those sensors. So we see a lot of that and have to educate a lot on there's nothing wrong with your tires. It's just
sure.
the light itself.
Yeah, because, I mean, sensitive. Now they're all built with these sensors and all the different things. And like you say, it can
correct.
Be cold, and all of a sudden you're can be several pounds down in pressure.
Correct,
and
yes.
And that's something you don't want to ignore. And in a few minutes, we'll go through some tips on that, too, as well as that. But as far as, you know, the oil changes, all the different things there, how do you guys compete and compare with, like I was talking about, some of the fast lube places, because I'm sure some people feel like those are better deals.
Right.
But again, I would say, okay, maybe it is a couple of bucks cheaper. I don't know. But right. I would rather have somebody looking at my entire vehicle
right.
a little bit than just changing the oil and the filter.
And I think it's more of a convenience factor.
Right.
If I'm going to take time off of work or arrange to have somebody follow me to drop my vehicle off in the morning, I would rather know that if they do find something, it can be handled in the same day versus making a different appointment at a different location to take my car because this place only does tires or this one
right.
only does oil changes.
Sure.
And you can handle everything at one location.
Great. Once again, this is D&D Tire Service, three locations to serve you, two in Aurora and one in Parker. It's 10179 South Park Glen Way in Parker and 3431 South Chambers Road in Aurora. And 1691 South Buckley Road. Again, these are Goodyear stores, but under the brand of D&D Tire Service as well. So as far as, like, different rebates, I was looking at the website today, and, again, these change all the time, but sometimes there are some different deals. Somebody buys four tires. There are some different rebates from manufacturers, too.
Correct. So Goodyear is usually running some sort of promotion where if you buy certain tires, a full set of four of them, they'll run different specials on the rebates that you're eligible for. Mm-hmm. And we also offer the Goodyear credit card, which offers 6 months zero interest financing on any purchases of $250 or more, not necessarily tires, but all
okay.
service work as well.
Good. Financing always helps a little bit.
Yes.
Because you never know.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Daniel Stewart's our guest, also Diane Nottingham, and again from D&D Tire Service. And talk just a little bit about your staff and, you know, the training that they go through to be up to date on the newer vehicles.
Right. So we continue. We always have ongoing trainings at our locations. Some of it's in-house and some of it's outside of that. Through some of our suppliers, our vendors,
mm-hmm.
and we stay up to date on air conditioning training, any of the new TPMS training, any of the new computers, or any new equipment that we get, we always have training on that as well.
Right. And, you know, easiest thing, I think, to ignore in a car is tires.
Yes.
There's four under there. That's all I know, you know. But I think, I mean, none of us probably go out and just kind of do a visual inspection every day to see if our tires are up or whatever, you know.
Right.
And the only time we look at them bad is when we get a flat,
mm-hmm.
you know. And a lot of times without alignments and different things, and I've even told this people, and I actually had a vehicle several years ago do this, brand new vehicle. I didn't think about maybe taking that to get that aligned because a lot of times when they put those on some of the big trucks with the straps and they'll tighten those wheels in to tie them down on that.
Yes.
And I got uneven wear, you know, and about 10,000 miles on some deals. So even if you get a brand new vehicle, I highly recommend just going and checking the alignment on it.
Absolutely. You should do that at least a couple of times a year
mm-hmm.
because with our roads and the potholes and
right, yeah, potholes.
Easy to knock it out of alignment,
yeah,
yes.
No kidding. So talk about most of the things you can get done in a day, probably.
Yes.
I would assume.
Yes.
Sometimes you may have to order some parts or
sure.
do different things. And you work on all makes and models,
all
pretty much?
All makes and models, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, that's cool, too. Once again, there's three stores, two in Aurora, one in Parker. And now you're on Facebook. And is there a website as well?
Right.
dndtireservice.com?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I think we're close with that. We'll double-check that. But you're on Facebook, too.
Correct,
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can follow them on Facebook and everything. And we're going to work out some specials from time to time and put those on our website at sportsmanofcolorado.com as well as Haystack Help Radio on our Facebook page. But, again, this is all about really trust and places that you can go to know that you're going to get taken care of. And I tell you, you've been doing it as long as they've been doing it. They're doing it the right way. And that comes from all the things with the staff. And just like you say, Diana, it's kind of the same thing with me. I mean, when you're it and you're the business and you guys are out and about quite a bit, I mean, I see you, you know, quite often at different banquets and different functions. I mean, you don't want, last thing you want, somebody going to go, you know, hey, I had a horrible experience there. But
yeah.
Everybody, you know, loves the experiences from people that I've talked to there. Mm-hmm. Because, again, you know, most of us don't know a lot about our vehicles. Mm-hmm. And now, when you talk about inspections and diagnostics and different things like that, tell how that kind of works with your store.
Well, a diagnostic can get fairly complicated. So the handheld scanners that some places offer free code checks for, those are helpful, but they don't necessarily provide a diagnosis on the vehicle. The equipment that we have at our locations, you know, are fairly complicated, and we have to subscribe for software for each vehicle. And then it will go through a process and tell us what the computer is storing, but then the technicians have to trace it down from there and eliminate, and it's almost like a tree branch. It just continues to kind of spread out.
Right. And, so, you know, one thing I think that so many people, and it aggravates me, and I'm sure it does you too, when people don't do regular maintenance.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they come in and it's an $1,800 bill.
Correct.
Where if they would have done some little things along the way, $800 each time.
Absolutely.
It would have saved them all this money. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I think it's good that you put down on, you know, things that you recommend.
Yes. Yes.
For them to let them know, you know. And I guess you probably prioritize that, hey, this is something we need to keep an eye on, but these two things you need to fix right now.
Absolutely.
And they can come back in, you know, if they say, well, you know, I'll be getting my income tax return. I can do this. And so we always keep a copy of the estimate, too. They'll bring it back in and say, I want this done, and this done, but what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what needs to be corrected first? So we do, you know, we work with the customer a lot on that. Plus, we keep a history. Every time a car comes in, we keep a history on that car as far as what we've done to it. And if we've had a lot of people, well, I'm going to be getting rid of this car, you know, and you know, so on and so forth. And so they'll want a history printed up to see, you know, give to a potential buyer, say, this is what's been done and this is how the car has been kept.
Wow. And that'd be great to have all the records on it at one place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We go back quite a ways on some of them.
Wow.
And if I can just add a little bit to that as well. So when a customer comes in for an oil change, we do what's called a fluid analysis, where it's a special paper that the fluid reacts with it. If it's dirty or if it's dark, it will show up on that paper. And that's just another preventative maintenance. You know, you need to flush your power steering or your transmission or your coolant. And we can test the strength of the coolant and let them know from there.
Right, right. Now, before we in this segment, I want to talk a little bit about the tire pressure thing, because I think so many times, you know, we see a light come on. And first of all, you ought to make yourself familiar with what those light signs mean and do.
Correct.
You know, yes. With different things. But tire pressure is something that can affect a lot with a vehicle.
Yes.
And you got some tips that you're going to share with us on that.
Yeah. So with low tire pressure, not only does it waste your fuel, so your vehicle is no longer as fuel efficient as it could be, you can also ruin the inside of the tire from having low air pressure. It can start to break down the sidewall of the tire, and then therefore damaging the tire.
Right, right. And, you know, too, just unsafe. I mean,
it
messes with the steering.
Correct, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they've even got some things now going up in the mountains, because a lot of people didn't have the proper tread on tires, and, you know, you can get fines for that as well.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, nothing can ruin a hunting trip, a vacation, more than bad tires
Absolutely.
Or having automobile trouble.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, boy, we're in the springtime here, but if you're looking for a summer vacation or everything, highly recommend. And maybe we'll get together and come up with some kind of a summer checkout special, you know, or we can come up with something to go through your vehicle before you hit the roads, you know, during the summer here and all that kind of thing as well. Again, there's three stores to serve you, two in Aurora, one in Parker, 10179 South Park Glenway in Parker, and then 3431 South Chambers Road, and then on Buckley at 1691 South Buckley. And it's D&D Tire Service. Again, these are Goodyear stores, and you mainly carry, real quick, Goodyear,
Dunlop and Kelly tires. Correct,
okay,
yes.
Good deal. And, I mean, those names have been around forever and ever.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, this has been fun. Well, we'll try to do this another time. But, again, thanks for coming in. And, you know, this is a great thing, too, that I think you guys, Diane, give so much back to the community. And I'll say that for you because
you
do. I mean, you guys, I see at a lot of our banquets on our Sportsman of Colorado show, and, you know, you guys are always donating things and all that and just really giving back to the community. And I think it's another reason why you're successful, you know, because, I mean, you give back and that comes back to you. But, look, we're all looking for places we can trust in every area that we do business. And if you're looking for a great place that will take care of your automobiles, I highly recommend D&D Tire Service. So check them out. Let them know you heard about them here, either on Haystack Help Radio or Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and I promise you they'll take good care of you. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
When people see the new, beautiful Cat Lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new Cat Lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to talk to you now. Jess Sorcy, and Jess is the Metabolic Coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Jess, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I am waiting to get some blood results back, and then we're going to get on a good path. So I've talked to Dr. Stedman, and I told him I'm going to break down and finally eat what you tell me to eat. So it's going to be a struggle, but we're going to do it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, and, you know, you've been on with Dr. Stedman several times, but I wanted to kind of separate you a little bit today and really just talk about the nutrition side of things. And tell us just a little bit about your background and how you got into this field.
Yeah, my background, actually, I was a middle school and high school English teacher for a few years and then decided that really wasn't my path. And one of the reasons was because I became more passionate about nutrition while I was teaching because I saw, you know, the kids in the classroom were eating well and that was affecting their learning. And I also coached a cross-country team and would see what these athletes were eating and not eating. And so at that point, I decided that I still wanted to be a teacher, but I wanted to teach nutrition. So my ultimate goal was to go back and get a degree in nutrition, which is what I did through the Nutrition Therapy Institute. And then I wanted to go back into the school system. But then I fell in love with more the clinical side of nutrition, which is currently what I'm doing in Dr. Stedman's office. So definitely different paths have come my way. And now I feel like I'm doing what I really enjoy doing, and it's a good fit. So I really love helping get people on the right track to health and wellness.
Right. You know, I was looking at your credentials and reading on several websites about you, and one quote I saw, and I wanted to get your comments on, it says, as a master nutritionist therapist, Jess focuses on helping clients bring balance back to the body as a means of regaining overall health and wellness. When you talk about bringing balance back to the body, what are we talking about?
We're really talking about working on the body's systems to make sure the physiology is working properly. So bringing balance back would be, you know, managing blood sugar levels, working on the detoxification system, making sure the digestion is optimal, working on adrenal function so that, you know, dealing with stress and those other things that are all going to throw the physiology of the body off, which then can make us feel maybe a little bit sluggish or like things just aren't, you know, going as well as they could be.
Right. How would you describe your style of kind of working with clients? I mean, what does that initial consultation look like?
My initial consultation, you know, is really trying to get a feel of what the patient's coming in for and then really discussing just my approach to things. So, you know, how we can go about working with them and what they're coming in with. So when I work with patients, I always try to meet them where they're at. So coming in and changing your diet is a very intimidating and very difficult thing to do. So I try to make sure that they're comfortable with the changes that we're making and that we're not making too many changes too quickly, because that's going to result in failure on
right.
both my part as well as the patient. And so it's really an open communication about, this is what I think we need to do to get you where you want to go. And then the patient, you know, coming back and saying, yeah, I can do that, or no, is there a different way to go about it? So really flexible, really kind of driven by both myself and the patient.
Because it's really all about communication. And when I say communication, not only just talking, but being honest with each other, kind of like I was with you, like I'm not eating that. But seriously, it is something where you just have to be honest, say, okay, you know what, man, I can't eat that. But are there other alternatives we can do? And if there's not, then we just got to grow up and buckle down and suck it up and eat it. But it's really all about just really being honest with you of what we are going to do, right?
Yep, absolutely. So, I would rather see someone make two small changes than 10 really big ones at one time.
Sure. Because I think a lot of times, like you said, if people say, okay, I want to lose 40 pounds, and they focus on losing 40 pounds. Well, that's a big number. So I think if we go into it, folks, and hey, what I want to lose this week or in the next 2 weeks, you know, of 8 pounds or 10 pounds, I mean, it's more in steps instead of looking at that big number, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, people come in here all the time, and they're like, I want to lose a bunch of weight, and that's great, and I'll pay attention to it, but really it's more about changing the physiology so that you feel good, and the weight loss should be a side effect of that. If we're doing our job right, then the weight should just naturally come off.
Sure. Jess Sorcy is our guest. She is the metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. So when we talk about nutrition, I mean, wow, it is just, it's changed so much over the years. And you look at, you know, these different aisles in our grocery stores, and just because it's on that health food aisle doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. So is one of the bigger steps, or one of the first steps that you do, just trying to get us to understand labels and what we're eating?
Yes, most definitely. There is so much confusion around the food industry and, you know, different diets and where people should be. So really those first few appointments is about educating on, you know, what is a healthy diet for most people and then how to navigate through the challenges of the grocery store, and reading labels and knowing the difference between natural and organics and genetically modified foods and all those new terms that are out there that everyone's becoming more aware of. Right. So definitely guide everyone in understanding those choices.
Sure. And then, you know, another thing I think that we all have to understand, if we're going to go down this journey of getting healthy and weight loss, we didn't get to where we are overnight, and there is no, you know, magic pill or potion or things that are out there sometimes on the market that we see advertised. I mean, we really have to get in the mindset, and I think it's really all between our ears of getting this done and understanding it's a lifestyle change.
Yes, it is. I can't tell you how much I preach that. It's not a 6 weeks, let's clean up your diet and then go back to, you know, how you were eating before. It's really about figuring out how you can incorporate this into everyday life and finding a balance with that so that you can, you know, go to family functions or parties and be social, but also keep your health as a top priority.
Right. And, you know, one thing I think is just great about, you know, integrated health systems there with Dr. Stedman is too, because he was on the other day with us and he talked about, you know, if you're not losing weight and you are doing the steps that you feel are necessary, maybe it's not your fault, meaning it could be thyroid imbalances, digestive problems, all that. So this is kind of your one-stop shop, because you guys are right there together. You can communicate well of what's going on with a patient, and I see that as a win-win. Instead of going, you know, to you as a nutritionist person that's trying to help me and then having to make an appointment with another doctor and then trying to get everybody on the same page, to me it's just a great deal to have both of you right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, when we talk about, giving us the tools that we need, and I think, like I say, I think you used a great word there, just education and getting us to understand that. Do you find it's better with a coaching type of way that you go about it, where we check in with you and all that? Because I know I do better under that. I just do, you know. And I mean, you look at all the pro sports, all the stuff. I mean, you know, there's multiple coaches on one football team because they're there for different reasons. But do you find that people do better for the most part with a coach like you?
Yes, it's a lot to take on your own, and there's a lot of stuff that pops up that people don't realize, you know. Like, they're like, well, I'm eating better, but I'm fatigued, so what do we need to do? So then we can make adjustments from there. But also, you know, just knowing that you're going to follow up with somebody and you're like, okay, I'm going to do well this week. I'm going to eat the foods that she told me to eat so that I can go report that to her. So there's the accountability as well. But I think, you know, having that, just that relationship with someone of working on the same goal together is really beneficial for a lot of these patients. And then again, it's still about the education piece as well. So we do a lot of that during the follow-up appointments.
Right. Again, Jess Sorcy is our guest. She's a metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. And if someone wants to come in just for a consultation, how does that work as far as cost and all, just for an initial consultation?
We do a free 30-minute consultation. So anyone that's interested in, you know, getting care at Integrative Health can just call the front office and we can get you scheduled to learn a little bit more about what we do and how we can help.
All right, and that number is 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Well, Jess, we're going to do some of these kind of wellness-type topics with you and try to get you on a couple of times a month to talk about these things and just to bring that education side of it. And then hopefully we can get some folks in there, because maybe you've already seen it where some came in earlier in the year here and had that New Year's resolution, and all of a sudden it's already not going so well. So, again, if you fall off that wagon, get back on it, right? Don't stop.
Yep, keep going.
Absolutely. Well, Jess, hey, we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. And, again, we'll be talking to you a couple times a month here to help us out here in this matter of wellness and nutrition. So we appreciate your time.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Again, that's Jess Sorcy, metabolic coordinator at Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. and they'll help you out. I want to thank all of our guests today, and be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Have a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.